radiation and actually clean up and decommission the contaminated nuclear power plant.
It's 5:44, time for Community Rights Commentary from Paul Cienfuegos.
Greetings, you're listening to the weekly commentary by yours truly, Paul Cienfuegos. Each week I share stories with you about the rapidly growing community rights movement across the U.S. With very few exceptions, most of the 200 communities that have passed these local right of self-government ordinances have focused on environmental protection, banning corporate fracking, water withdrawal for bottling, factory farms, etc. Up until now, the primary exception has been Spokane, Washington, which has been working hard to pass a worker bill of rights through the ballot box. But now, there's a second and very exciting and unusual addition to our collection of local ordinances passed to date. Last month, a small New Hampshire community decided to respond directly to the creeping fascism that is seeping out of the mouths of leading Republican presidential candidates. Today, I'm going to read from a recent press release from the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, and I will let their words tell today's story. On Saturday, March 12th, residents of the town of Barnstead, New Hampshire, took an unprecedented step at their annual town meeting, unanimously enacting a community bill of rights law, establishing the right to be free from religious identification requirements. The first in the nation law was drafted at the town's request by the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund to protect Barnstead residents from political and civil persecution based on their religious beliefs. The passage of the Right to be Free from Religious Identification Ordinance comes during the 2016 presidential election campaign, in which Republican candidate Donald Trump spoke of the possibility of requiring people to carry religious identification cards. Thomas Lindsay, the executive director of the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, or CELDEF, said, quote, "Religious identification laws, as the ordinance explains, harken back to dark periods in history when people of Jewish and other faiths were required to identify themselves by wearing badges and carrying special identification. The community of Barnstead passed this law to protect their people against discrimination and persecution based on religious belief," unquote. CELDEF has been working with New Hampshire residents to advance community rights for over a decade. Barnstead, New Hampshire's adoption of this ordinance is the most recent expansion of CELDEF's community rights work, which began with a focus on the environment and is now expanding to include social and economic justice issues. CELDEF community organizer Michelle Sanborn declared, quote, "The community rights movement in New Hampshire applauds this latest expansion of community rights by the people of Barnstead and the growing coalition of communities working to drive the right of local community self-government into our New Hampshire Constitution," unquote. During the current New Hampshire legislative session, State Representative Susan Emerson and several of her colleagues sponsored the Community Rights State Constitutional Amendment, CACR 14, which was drafted by the New Hampshire Community Rights Network in partnership with CELDEF. The measure had an initial hearing in February. Supporters are now preparing to reintroduce the measure in the new legislative session in 2017. New Hampshire communities are part of a growing national movement. Stated Sanborn, quote, "With the introduction of the Community Rights State Constitutional Amendment, we are advancing the right to local self-government in New Hampshire." Representative Emerson and her colleagues, with their support of the State Constitutional Amendment, are making history alongside the communities of New Hampshire and hundreds of other communities across the United States," unquote. I've been reading from a press release dated March 12th from the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, or CELDEF, which is the leading organization nationally in the development and growth of the community rights movement. To learn more about the community rights-based state constitutional amendment effort in New Hampshire, visit nhcommunityrights.org. That's NH for New Hampshire, communityrights.org. CELDEF's website can be viewed at celdf.org. And for a link to the full text, of the Right to be Free from Religious Identification Ordinance. You can view the full text of my commentary today at paulcianfuegos.com, where you will find a hyperlink to this ordinance. You've been listening to the weekly commentary by yours truly, Paul Cienfuegos. You can hear future commentaries every Tuesday on the KBOO Evening News in Portland, Oregon, and on a growing number of other radio stations. I welcome your feedback. You can subscribe to my weekly podcast via iTunes or at communityrightspdx.org. You can sign up for my community rights updates at paulcienfuegos.com. You can follow me on Twitter at cienfuegospaul. Thanks for
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast. We encourage your participation. You can call us with your breaking news stories right here at the station at 503-231-8032. Ask for extension 203. Our production team for tonight's newscast has been Jenna Yokoyama and Dominic Anaya. The producer is Lisa Loving. Our engineer holding this whole thing together is Sequoia Wright, and the KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. If you are listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Robert Barncord.
And I'm Jenna Yokoyama. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 a.m., it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Wednesday Talk Radio, host Paul Rowland speaks with members and organizers from the New Union of Fast Food Workers, who held a rally today to demand a $5 per hour raise. At 9, we speak with Democracy Now! Host and executive producer Amy Goodman about her book, Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Moments Changing America. At 10, it's Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia, headlines and interviews and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, it's for the Recovery Zone, host with Stephen Potter speaks with Float On co-founder Christopher Messer and Float advocates Jordan Lamp and Peter Moore. And coming up next is a Queer Booth special celebration of trans awareness with Nian Nguyen. But first, we go to Ken and Seth to talk about supporting people-powered community radio and the only 100% volunteer-hosted station in Oregon.
And yes, you are listening to Volunteer Community Radio, KBOO. Give us a call. We're in our spring membership drive. Become a member of your radio station, 877-500-5266. I know you're listening to us. You're listening to our news programs. You're listening to our talk radio programs because you are interested in the things that we talk about and the stories that we cover. We cover the stuff that the mass major media ignores. So you're listening to us. There must be a reason. And so give us a call. Keep us keeping on. 877-500-5266. KBOO.FM. Click on the donate link.
And I want to thank Robert and Jenna for a wonderful newscast. That's our locally produced 5 o'clock news every weekday at 5. And of course, it comes right after Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! At 4. We had those live interviews, which we've been doing a lot of lately, where we get people from the community coming in to talk about their projects. Some of it's political, some of it's cultural, some of it is charitable.
Some of it's both. Some of it's cultural and
political. Some of it's both. And tonight we had Dan Jones of Street Roots, Brother Dan, and the folks from Sister Sister talking about their organization. So that's all part of KBOO and the programming that you support by becoming a member, or with your membership if you're a current member. If you're not a current member, we don't want to guilt you out, but I was in the same boat. Seth, I actually listened for several years. I was a big fan of public affairs programming, Grateful Dead and Friends on Saturday, 12 to 2.
And did someone guilt you out finally and get you to become a member?
Myself.
And now Ken's a producer here and a newsreader and... He's an all-around great volunteer, you know.
Yeah, and in fact, all of you have the very same abilities to come down, get training, and get involved with KBOO. But it all starts with your membership, 877-500-5266. A number of programs that KBOO supports, in addition to our programming and content, we support free trainings for people who want to get involved in the news. We have news writing. We have board op, where you can engineer the news, you can produce the news, a news department orientation. And we have special reports. One, we had a report tonight, and I mentioned, from Robin Ryan. Robin and Doug McVeigh have won scholarships to a two-day investigative reporting seminar at the University of Oregon. And Robin also has a report coming up on May 2nd. She's been investigating the management of the Oregonian, our state's biggest newspaper. Some of us are a little frustrated. Some of us are angry at the downsizing of the newspaper. I know I subscribe. I used to get it every day of the week. Now I get it 4 days of the week.
And they're not upset at the downsizing, but just possibly the way it's being handled.
Exactly. And Robin has gone in and investigated that. And that report will run. It will also be rerun, but it will premiere May 2nd from 5 to 6 p.m. It features, among others, Robert McChesty, who's the former FCC commissioner, Michael Copps, and Tracy Rosenberg of the Media Alliance. All that is supported by your membership.
That's right.
877-500-5266.
You're not going to hear these stories anywhere else, and the only way we can continue to put these programs together and report on these stories, the local stories that are important to you, is with your dollars. You become a member of our community radio. 877-500-5266. Keep the great diverse music programs going on. Keep the very important local independent news shows. We need your dollars. 80-85% of all of our funding comes from you, the listener, and the other members.
And you'll be in good company. Seth, guess who's coming to Portland to support KBOO?
Let me guess. Is her last name Goodman?
Yeah. Oh, okay, you're halfway there.
Is her first name Leonardo?
No.
Amy Goodman.
Not Michelangelo. Yeah, May 8th at the Aladdin Theater.
At the Aladdin
Theater. 7:30 p.m. She's doing a benefit for KBOO. She has a new book out. If you have the book, you could buy it there. She'll be signing. If you have other Amy Goodman books, Democracy Now! Merchandise, she'll be there after the talk signing them for all of our listeners.
Is this also involved with Street Roots, isn't it? Isn't this?
Yes, Street Roots is a co-sponsor.
Street Roots is a co-sponsor.
And that's our friend Dan Jones.
That's right.
Who was on the news today.
I'm bringing it home. I'm wrapping it together here. This is community radio.
You're connecting the dots.
Yes.
877-500-5266. Amy's new book, by the way, is Democracy Now! 20 years covering the movements changing America. She wrote it with her brother David Goodman and also co-author Dennis Moynihan. You could actually get that by becoming a KBOO member for a minimum contribution of $75 a year. Seth, you're good at math.
You just
told me that.
So yeah. let's get this straight.
What is that per month?
For this, what did you say, $65?
$75.
I'm not good at math. $6.50 a month? Oh, 70. It's right up there. $6.25 a month.
Cheated. That was good. Yeah.
Yes.
So you can get that book, Democracy Now! By Amy Goodman.
And become a member and support this great station.
Yeah, kind of a doubleheader there.
That's right.
And if you already have the book or plan to buy it later, for $75, same minimum pledge, you can get a Democracy Now! T-shirt. I've been seeing quite a few of those around town. And then if you want to go to see Amy Goodman and become a member at the same time, that's a $240 minimum contribution, $20 a month. You get two passes to her appearance to support KBOO May 8th at the Aladdin.
And you walk into the Aladdin to see Amy Goodman as a proud member of KBOO, not just anybody. You actually will feel better. You'll be taller as you walk into the Aladdin, knowing that you are a member of KBOO.
And supporting independent media like KBOO and Amy Goodman's Democracy Now! 877-500-5266.
And if your dialing fingers are broken, we have another way for you to give to us.
What's
and become
that?
A member. You can go online. KBOO.FM. You can listen to us live on that. You can listen to archive shows. You can hit the donate link at KBOO.FM.
Or come down in person.
Or 20 East 8th, right off Burnside. Come on down. Take a tour of the studios.
We'd be happy to show you around and let you know where your money's going. Again, we operate on a very tight budget. Nothing is wasted. Everything goes to the station and to our programming. 877 877- 800-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by La Jarochitas at Southwest Altar between 9th and 10th. Lunch was provided by Dots Cafe, located at 2521 Southeast Clinton. And dinner is provided by Le Bistro Montage, 301 Southeast Morrison. You too can support KBOO. You can go online, kboo.fm, or call right now, 877-500-5266.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of We Are Legion, the Story of the Hacktivist film screening at the Clinton Street Theater on Thursday, April 28th at 7 p.m. We Are Legion takes us inside the complex culture and the history of Anonymous, the notorious hacktivist collective. The film features interviews with current and past members of Anonymous, writers, academics, and other major players in the hacktivist scene. Again, that's We Are Legion, the Story of the Hacktivists, Thursday, April 28th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
We do not forget. Expect us.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1213.